This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah, we are in Kalim Perik Yud Beis Mishnah. Hey, yesterday we did Gimel and Dalit. Let's go Gimel. In Gimel, we learned the basket, metal basket, has a cover. Okay, the kisertani of the matach is the balabatim. So they did once in a while use it as a receptacle to hold things. Gamliel says that's enough to have tumah. Tchum say not. Not so clear what the machlokes is exactly. The doctors is tummy, because the doctors would use it for putting on their medications. A delus in a migdal. A door in a chest. Balabatim is tahayro. Even if they take it off and use it, it's very haphazardly. This is a shame if now it's my, but the raifim is tamei because they take it off to put on their bandages. Yituchim are tongs. Tameim. They're kalim. Doesn't seem like much of a chiddush there. Why not? Vaprochin tahirin. Prochin, one shot they say is that they're metal plates that line the inside of a tanner and they don't have a shame if now it's mom. Akrav Beis Abad, the scorpion. This is according to hooks that are put on the beam in the olive press. It's for Kabbal Tomo. Unkel Yishabik Salim Tehoira. Hooks stuck into the wall are Tehoira. Why? Chubal Karka. Wow. That was the reason, right? Yeah. Dalit. The needle of the gora, which is the blood letter, is tameh. The needle of the hour, the sundial, hour clock, I forgot the name they give it, is tar. The Tanakam holds it doesn't have yitzur, but tzaddik is metame. So, this is the first of Rebbe Tzaddik's halachas. There's going to be a bunch of them. Rebbe Tzaddik holds is more machmer. He's more machmer about number one, about the needle of the sundial. Okay, keep that in mind. The needle of the gardi, the weavers and the buchir, the throws for those weaving is tame. The orange shall grosses. A chest for chopped up beans. Rabbi Tzaddik Metame Chom Metarin. Why is he Metame? I mean, well, the Chom Metare, they say it's not meant to be moved. Tzaddik says he used to move it once in a while for fixing it. He's Machmer. The second Chom of Rabbi Tzaddik. Okay, so we have two so far. More coming. If it had a metal wagon on a cart on below, that's mekabel tomah because it's metal, and even though it doesn't have a base kibbol, then it's shitty kli matechas, but it has use. It's a kli masa, it's mekabel tomah. Okay, hey. A masmer. A needle, she's skinulias pasech v'nolboy. They're going to open and close with this. Tomei. What are they going to do with this? Regular needles, not mekabel tomo. They're just usually part of another kli. Needle, what do they get the chance? Is a nail or needle? Last time it could be a nail. It probably could be a nail or needle, no? Yeah, they go with nails here. So regular nails are not mekabel tumah, they're tuffel to something else. But if you're masaking it to be used on its own, it's mekabel tumah. For example, you curved its head in order to be able to open and close doors. So I gotta show how you used it exactly. Like you're picking locks? What exactly are they doing with this nail? How are they opening and closing doors with a nail exactly? I just want to understand what they're doing. Didn't say. Okay. Fine. Tame. So it has a use. Okay. Also, the Shmira Tahar. You're miyached it for Shmira. For example, you used to put it by the miftan, the lintel, the stoop. And you leave it there, and you come back and see if it was moved. And that would be a sim if someone walked into the house. That's not makabel tuma. Why? That's not enough of a use. Ma'aseh is not doing anything with it. Okay. Mas meras anel shaskin los pesach b'ezach avis. That you're masakin it. You did something to it. To use it to open up your jugs, Rebekiva Mitame. What are you doing with it? You're going to make a hole in the chavis, or you're going to pry open the lid. You did a maisa. Chum metairin ad shitzrafenu. Chum say until you harden it in fire. Kiva says the fact that you thought about the nail that makes it a kli. Because we have a klal called a kelim, yardin l'day tumasan b'machshav, all kelim go down to tuma with just thought. Chum say, no. You have to put it in the fire. Why? Because this type of nail that you're using to pierce your jug has to be stronger than all other nails.
Why would you have to put it in the fire?
To harden it, yeah.
The nail comes hard.
I guess.
At least the nails that we know come
maybe,
hard.
Maybe, yeah, this is not the Home Depot nails. So you have to harden it in the fire. And then you put it in fire and then in water, and that gives a nice hard firmness to it. Okay. Fine. And that makes it roy for this usage. Otherwise, not roy. Okay. Fine. Mas Mishal Shulchani of the banker Tahar. In front of the banker, there is a pillar stuck into the ground with a horizontal nail. He opens up his window, takes off the triss, the shutters, and he goes down on a hinge and ends up on top of his masmer, as you see in the pictures. And he puts on all his coins. So since this masmer is stuck into the ground, let me go to Rabbi Tzadok mitame. Here we go, Rabbi Tzadok again. Why? Sometimes he takes it off. This is Rabbi Tzadok's let's toss it three times. By the Aron Shel Grasos, once in a while you move it to Misakin. And but the Evan Ashay is there. That I didn't understand how that was let you toss it. I don't know if it is or just time. Fun. Why? He says sometimes you use it for other uses. These are three things. Mas Mashal Shulchani, the nail of the banker, Aron Shel Grasos, the chest for the chopped beans. Mas Mashal Evan Shayis, the needle for the sundial. All these things. Rabbi Tzadik Mitame V'Chamim Mitarin. Rabbi Tzadik says Tame, and the Chamim say Tahir. Yeah, three things. Vav, arba dvarim gamil matame, chometarim for chomers of gamil. Number one, tkisui teni shal matech shal batim, the cover of the basket of the matech shal batim. Again, gamil says use it once in a while. That was a Mishnah Gimel. Okay. Tului hamadregot. What are tului hamadregot? Tului hamadregot, in a bathhouse, they have, not, I'm sorry, magredot. I read that wrong. You have scrapers. They scrape their body made of metal. Everyone would take one and scrape their feet with it. It says there was a hook, not a hook, a loop at the end of the magredet, and you could hang it on a hook. All right. We find later on in the Masechta Tesvav of Dalet, there's a machlekes about these loops. Chum say it's not, but these hooks, these loops are not mekabel tuma. Unless they help you in the actual usage. Rabbi Gamil says, what about the Chumel Tamei Tamei? I don't understand how you get out of that. Rabbi Gamil says, no! Helps you use it. Why? You stick your hand in there and you get a better grip on it. Aha. It's Mekabel Tomo. So Rumil is machmer. Tlui on the loop of the magredot, of the these scrapers and the bathhouse scrapers. Why? It helps you, helps you get a better grip on. Gol mekli mat hohois. Unfinished metal kalim. The ro'i, but you've not yet finished their usage. You need gemar malacha. For example, they need to be scraped. You hit with a hammer, straighten them, or a handle. According to Megamriel, since they are usable as is, even though they still need Gemar Malacha, they're Mekabotoma. Chacham say, no, they're not finished. This is only by metal. By Gol Nekli 8, they are Mekabotoma according to everybody. Why? Gemara says, metal is used for attachment of kavod, therefore you wouldn't really use it until it's fully finished. Mashi, again, wait, 8 is not, so by kavodik, you would use it not fully finished. Or, another pshat we could say is metal is more expensive, and you would sell it. And therefore, you would not be right to sell it until it's completely finished. Next. V'tav l'shnech l'shnayim, in a tray that's split into two. It's made out of cheres, it has a rim, it has a toich. I've spoken about this many times. It's split into two parts. Rumil says, both are tamei. They're both equal parts. One of them must be bigger than the other. They're both tamei misafik. Chum saying, no! Why? Because not one that's the reiv. What's from the Chachamim? You need a Reva Nicker. You wouldn't use that Reva Nicker. Fine. Therefore, it's a Klushar. Okay. But what about the fact that it doesn't have, when it's a splinter two, it doesn't have four rims and four sides? So they deal with that question. Say, Three sides is enough. I don't remember this from Kalim. Three from earlier in Masechta. Okay. The Chamler Gamliel betavlo shnechlo shnayim. It's split in two parts. And echad was clearly the gadol. One's clearly the katan. One's the majority. Then the gadol tamei v'katan tayer. That they agree. In other words, if they're both equal, they wouldn't use it. I don't understand it exactly. You want to raven it?
They don't know which is smaller.
If it's 50%, I'll throw it out. If it's 52%, I'll keep it. It's a strange thing. I mean,
yeah, but they never know the difference. They can't tell.
Yeah. So we found by an oven, this is a hard thing to understand. By an oven, we said if one's a rave, what if they're both equal? We said both are tame. Because oven, you would use it. But tavla, without rave, you wouldn't use it. It's not a kli. I don't understand that exactly why that would be true, but okay. We'll have to accept that. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.
Did you get the new ones? Kitsis? Or you have to get them?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.